Welcome, let's everybody. This is the Hebrew Rebels Podcast, episode 47. My name is Jordan.
My name is Ethan.
And we talk about movies and video games and stuff. It's October. Happy spooky season.
Sounded like Ducktober. Is that a thing?
Ducktober?
Donktober. That's what I heard.
Yes, that you're thinking of. But Ducktober, we could play Duck Hunter in October.
Duck Hunter?
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt? Is that on the Switch Online?
And is it even fun without the...
Well, you could use a Joy-Con, maybe. That would be kind of
good.
That would be, like, kind of cool. I don't know if they have that.
We should look into that.
That's definitely something I want to have one day, is a CRT with OG Duck Hunt.
Yeah. It was so cool, like, how it... Yeah. Even back then, it knew where you were looking. Like,
that was impossible. One of the first games I played, I think. Because my friend had dad had an NES with Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers.
I used to go get my pictures taken like every year, you know, like the yearly photo shoot or something. And the studio had like a kid's room and they had Duck Hunt in there. And I remember playing it. That was a very long time ago.
Playing video games at places. I forget about that.
Like McDonald's.
McDonald's was one. But another one was, so my mom worked at the hospital. And when I didn't want to go to school and I was sick, also when I was sick. They had like a daycare place, I guess. And man, that was my goal every day, was to find a way to go there and not go to school.
Yeah.
Because they had Sonic and they had an N64 and they had a whole bunch of stuff.
That's cool.
That was my dream. That's a weird era.
Never trying to think. Yeah, all I remember at the doctor's offices were those like weird wooden platforms with like the wires, and you had to like sling the beads all around them and like cross them over each other. That's the only video game I remember.
Physical toys. Remember when those were a thing? Now you can just 3D print your own.
Sounds pretty cool, actually.
Can we 3D print video games? Probably not.
Yeah, because you're not actually etching any data into it. It's like... It's not like a... Like, can you 3D print a record?
Ooh.
I feel like you might be able to.
Because it's grooves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet there's... If there's not already, there will be something
one day
with,
it'll be
with
like
that level of precision.
That detailed, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
We should get a 3D
printer.
Anyway,
you were saying we got to play... maybe not together again,
it's October.
But we got to play Luigi's Mansion. Yeah.
It's October and Halloween is coming up. And like, I had this list of all the games I'm trying to play. And immediately, and I'm like, oh, it's October. Whatever I had on there is off. I think I said I was going to play Ratchet next. Nope, it just got bumped because I've got Batman. I need to finish Hollow Knight. I need to be Luigi's Mansion 3. And Luigi's Mansion's definitely like, that has to be beat this year.
Yeah.
Because
you don't want to be 2 years after.
Did you play anymore?
I didn't play anymore after our stream.
That's all I've played. Our epic... Mario Bros stream back
on. It's on the channel if you want to watch. It's like a 6-hour live stream that we did of us playing.
That was intense.
Luigi's Mansion 3 on the first night with Robin. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
All dressed up.
It was unbelievably insane to put together. Like,
yeah,
considering what we had, the capabilities we had, but it worked.
You made it work.
We made it happen.
And
it was a lot of fun.
I'm extra happy we did that, just considering the state of the world now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we were able to do that. So hopefully
the last podcast we did together was my birthday with Maya and Robin. So it was like, we've never had four people on the podcast before.
And that was the last one we did.
And that was the last one, yeah.
In person? Yeah, we'll have to do some kind of live stream get together with Robin again.
For sure.
Do something.
We still got to play Tony Hawk with him.
I know. I jumped on again. I'm just kind of like making my way through. Because I want 100% it so that it's just like we can just play online and I kind of move on to other stuff.
In other like classic games, at least classic for us, news, Minecraft Live was today.
We've
been to two Minecons, the OGest of OG Minecons in Vegas in 2011, and then we also went to Anaheim in 2016.
They officially launched the game. I remember that being like a big deal. And
there were only like hundreds. There wasn't even like 1,000 guests there. Like I told you, I hopped
online. Were there
not? No, I think it was like 900, I think was the guest
That's
amount
hard to
or something.
believe.
Maybe it was more. It was definitely like under
It wasn't
1,000 or
an
something, but
insane amount. It was a lot
no.
for us, but
But I've played. My friend like started this world because he got into Minecraft way after me. He used to like kind of talk badly about it. He's like, that game looks stupid or whatever. But he got hooked on it. He's like, dude, just play with me. So I played with him for like an hour. And he saw my cape. He's like, bro, how'd you get that cape? I was like, I went to the first Minecon.
Yep.
And then when I thought about it, like, considering how Minecraft is the best-selling game of all time.
Biggest game
think
of all
of the
time.
Copies, right? Or just even the player base.
Yeah.
And how few people were actually at that Minecon. Like,
I need to.
We are elite with that cape.
I mean, I remember checking a couple years ago, and people were selling their accounts with those original capes for, I want to say, over $100. I want to say it was hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I would think.
And now it's I can't imagine. That was years ago. I can't imagine what we could get for that account now. I'm trying to see if we can get a confirmed number of people.
Well, and now I want to know, since we saw in the stream today, I want to know if I can turn that cape into my Elytra wings.
I know, because that would be amazing.
So that would be super cool.
It says there were 4,500 attendees at Minecon 2011.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I really thought it was less than that. What am I thinking of?
Aging from newborns to 105 years old. And coming from 24 countries.
Wow.
Just shows you it was already 9 years? What?
4,500 actually seems like, for like how it wasn't that big of a space.
Yeah.
Really?
It
seems like a lot of people. Like,
think
of the main
hall. It
felt
epic.
Right? There wasn't that much there.
No, there really wasn't.
They were able to pull off a lot. And they like had a lot of.
That was the first time they built stuff.
See, but yeah.
Like official, like real stuff.
Yeah.
They had an Ender Dragon. It's so weird to me. What I was going to say was like, that felt like the end. Like, not that it was ending, but it was like,
right. They've done it.
It's a game now.
Yeah.
And then this will be fun to keep playing. And you look at that and compare it to now, and it's like, clearly that was the beginning.
It's gone that far multiple times over since then.
Yeah.
Like
it's
crazy.
Bananas. So what was the last real Minecon?
I want to say 20.
Did they
16,
do it? The last one that we went to?
2017 was Minecraft Earth. And then, so 2017 and 18 were Minecraft Earth. Last year was Minecon Live. And then this year was
so
what it was.
At 2016, 12,000 people.
Jeez.
That's a huge jump for a convention.
And for a 12,000 person convention, we got to go in the doors before most of them.
Before everybody, pretty much.
Yeah.
That
was.
That's easily one of the coolest things I've ever done.
And we just kind of like, we didn't sneak in. Like, they let us in, but we kind of.
We played the part.
We fudged it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we faked it and made it. Maked it. We faked it and made it.
I've heard of that before, faking it and making it.
Yep. It works.
I really never embodied it. I just want to show, I do have this. It's not officially Minecraft, but I have this up, up, down, down Pilsner.
Oh, that's still really cool. It's gaming.
I have another one if you would like one, because it's a really cool.
Possibly. How is it? Is it tasty?
8-bit caveman. Let's find out. Very fruity.
Fruity, up, up, down, down. That's what happens when you get fruit with that cheat code.
Interesting. Oh, nice. Lakers, you just show off your jersey.
I know. I'm gonna keep showing that off because
they're halfway there.
Halfway there. Two more to go. There's go to the website. Is the job done.com?
It's gonna say it's not, right?
Is the job done.com?
Let me switch over to my Chrome view here. Is the job done.com? No.
Nope. Two more.
Cool.
Two more.
Nope.
I don't really want to.
I love that.
Talk too much Lakers, but I told you so. I called it. I said it. It's not over yet. I'm not gonna say it's over yet.
No.
It's not over till it's over. But it's just amazing to see all the people being like, "Oh, predictable. This is so easy. even though it took until they were up two games in the finals, or even up one game in the finals, for everybody to be like, oh yeah, they're really good. This team is really good.
Yeah.
Everybody was they've only lost three games
in the playoffs so far.
Yeah. One in each round.
And
this is one of the greatest teams ever. And everyone's confused because it's like what happens is like, oh, clearly the other team is better. And then we beat that other team and they don't know how to process it. So they're like, oh, it's easy. This isn't real. And it's like, no. No, everything you've said about those other teams holds true. Be amazed.
And this team beat them. Yeah, this team is so cool. Like, I don't know the players well enough to say to know. I know, like, sort of the history.
Dwight Howard used to be
on the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Like, and then he left, and now he's back.
Yep.
And then Rondo, like, used to be a Celtic, and now he's with the Lakers. And LeBron, you know, did all his stuff, and now he's here. And JaVale McGee, who, like, used to be on, like, the epic, like, Warriors team, now he's here. And we have J.R. Smith, who used to be with LeBron, and he kind of, like, failed him in the finals that one time. And now he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, like, it's such a weird team. And then we also have these, like, new kids, too, who were on the Lakers a few years ago when they were bad.
Caruso.
But, like, you could see hope in them.
Caruso was on the G League South Bay Lakers. Started with a two-way contract where he played a couple NBA games. Then he kind of got the NBA deal, and now he is a pivotal part of this title run. And I've heard a couple fans from other teams, man, they are very upset. They're like, how is this guy beating us? And it's like, because you don't realize how good he is. This is not a fluke. You're not getting screwed over. This isn't rigged. This dude is the real deal. Alex Caruso.
Caruso. Who else? Who are the other, like, kind of young guns?
Kuzma.
Is,
Kyle Kuzma. KCP's not young. He's like, he's like 27, 28. He's like around 80's age. He's been in the league for a while. He's one of our higher paid guys. He's been kind of inconsistent, but he's playing well. The story.
How did I forget AD, by the way?
Oh, well, I mean, I could talk all day about this, but AD and LeBron, I think, have the most chemistry between two superstars ever. I didn't get to watch Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, but, like, they had tension at times. Not anywhere near Shaq and Kobe, but even LeBron and Wade, it wasn't, like, perfect. This is ridiculous. Two first-team All-NBA, which means you're top five players in the NBA, two MVP-caliber players, and LeBron just said it. They have no jealousy, and it's just beautiful to watch. It might be the best two-man duo ever.
And it's not even like there's anything to be jealous of. Like, they both shine.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like one person has to take the back seat. They both do so well.
That's why. And unfortunately, like, not unfortunately, but, like, we're seeing now that Kyrie Irving was not able to do that with the comments that he's making. He's showing how ignorant he is. It's a real shame. But I don't care. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
He's wrong, and everybody's fact-checking him. He said Durant's the first clutch player he's ever trusted, basically, on his team, where he didn't feel like he was the best guy to take the shot at the end of the game. So everybody pulled up the stats and showed that Kyrie is horrible in the clutch, and LeBron was incredible and possibly one of the greatest clutch players of all time. Just looking at the numbers, the actual real numbers.
Yeah.
LeBron hit like 12 or 20 important shots at the end of games, and Kyrie hit two. Yeah.
But what about Kevin Durant?
Yeah, he's even below LeBron. He's hit some big shots, but no, nobody compares. And I even know a lot of Laker fans that were like, psh, LeBron sucks. It's not going to do anything. And I told him, I was like, okay, he's going to win us a title. 100% he's going to win us a title.
And then how many?
That's the question now. I think we're probably still favorites next year. I'd say it would be harder, but, like, how much better AD has gotten. LeBron is clearly just defying logic and everything.
How old is he?
35 years old.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, it's not normal.
He seems older.
Well, it's because he came in at 18. He's been in the league for 17 years.
That's crazy.
It's insane. He took two of the worst teams ever to the finals in 2007 and in 2018. He had nobody on his team. And you see these guys that everyone's trying to say is better than LeBron with really good teams, not making it past the second round. I don't care. As a Laker fan, you get conditioned.
Like the Clippers all those years with like Blake Griffin and all that. All those years. Oh, they're going to make it. It's like, they choked. Yep. Okay.
Every single time. And now with Kawhi and Paul George, because those guys aren't real. They were afraid to come to the Lakers.
Yeah.
100% they were afraid to come to the Lakers. That tells me all I need to know about you. Dwight, first time, failed. He was afraid to be the Lakers. And what that meant. He's not afraid this time. And look what's happening. It's incredible.
So cool. So cool.
This is really a special team. This is one of the best teams of all time. I've not taken a second of this season for granted. It's why I got so worried that this season was going to be taken away from them. Because they deserved this title. And that we're this close, two to go. It still doesn't feel real, actually. Like, it still doesn't feel like they're in the finals.
Are they going to wear those Kobe jerseys again, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they go out 4-0 in those.
Wore purple and gold last time. Yeah, you know, in game four or something. Like, or no, yellow is classic.
So they wore yellow in game one.
Yeah.
Mamba jerseys in game two. And then I'm hoping the last two games. I mean, obviously, if they play more, they'll have to wear more, but I want a white and a purple. So wear each jersey one game.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty good.
Very cool.
So we'll see.
I just also like, too, like a lot of those guys, a lot of those, you know, kind of legendary guys that are on the team, they've all won titles before. You know, it's not like they're still trying to prove themselves in that sense, but it's like, we want to.
No, they haven't.
Be this amazing Laker team.
The only person on our team that's won a title is Rondo. I'm pretty sure. And McGee.
Did Jarris Smith not?
Oh, he did. I forget he's a part of the team, but.
And Dwight Howard has, no?
No. Dwight went to the finals.
He went with the Magic or something.
He went to the finals in 2009 with the Magic and lost to the Lakers.
Have the Magic? I'm thinking of the Mavericks winning.
Mavericks won in 2011.
They sound the same.
with Dirk.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's so crazy, like the storylines. LeBron against his former team in the Heat, and Pat Riley, who was also the former Laker, who won all the titles with us. And Dwight, who beat LeBron to go to the finals the year that it was supposed to be Kobe versus LeBron in the finals. And then Dwight being a Laker, leaving, coming back to the Lakers, and playing in Orlando in the bubble to win the title, which just adds like another weird layer to it. Rondo is going to be the first player to win with the Celtics and the Lakers. I guess name dropped some guy on the Minneapolis Lakers. I'm not counting that.
No.
It's different now. That rivalry wasn't there until they went to LA, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But regardless, good exciting times.
Definitely. Can't wait for
this
final game.
By the next podcast we could have the title.
Be champs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's talk about a little bit of Spider-Man. There were two things that kind of came out this week, one game related, one movie related. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Which one do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about the game first.
Okay.
Let's get the negative out of the way.
So I don't remember when we last talked about this. We talked about it on something.
We talked about it after we did our Rebels react to Arnold Schwarzenegger week one. Yeah, so it wasn't on any kind of content or anything. We just were kind of talking after we went off the air.
So they recast Spider-Man.
For the game.
For the PS4 game.
Yeah.
I'm still not okay with it. I still think it's a bad move, but I'm trying to move towards acceptance. And I'm now like, one, I'm a little annoyed because I feel like I have to play the entire game again now.
Just to connect with him?
Yeah. So that when he pops up in the next game, I'm not like, who are you?
Who are you? Yeah.
I don't want to be upset about it. I think that's where I'm at.
I get that.
But it sucks. And there's a whole movement to support John Bubniak, the original model.
Original acting?
Yeah.
So it's interesting how he does look very Tom Hollandy.
Yeah.
And was that intentional?
No.
Did they?
They're not claiming it.
That's even weirder.
Yeah. He just looks very generic.
Like, if they were going to do that, I would almost rather it just be Tom Holland.
Yeah.
And to connect everything. It's because in this sense, it's still not connected,
no.
Which was fine. But now you've like kind of half bridged the gap.
Ugh.
And I'm just a little annoyed about it. And then with the whole, you know, remaster buying it with the Miles Morales thing, it's just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't, it's not like everything. I'm super excited and firing on all cylinders, and these are all the right moves, and this is good. It's just a lot of, and like, God, really? And like, okay, and like, sure. And that's not how I want to feel.
No.
And it's like when they're like, it'll take you, you just take, give it some time. It takes a while to get used to it. I'm like, is that good?
You shouldn't have to be saying that.
That's not. And so it really makes you go like, okay, they must be telling the truth that they had to do this. That's what they're claiming. They had to do this for next gen. But
because I don't understand that though. What, the guy's face doesn't work on next gen?
Yeah. And I've seen people comparing it, and honestly, and they're like, we're losing stuff too. We're losing certain emotions and things that you're showing that you're not going to be able to show with this because of like somebody compared micro emotion and macro emotion. I don't know enough to go into the details, but it's just, I know I compared it to recasting an actor in a movie.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
the fact. And I don't, it would be like they should have gone back to the original Iron Man and put Don Cheadle on there.
Right. Yeah. But even that's like, yeah, I guess if you are going to recast it. But this is, I don't know.
Yeah.
They've done it before the next game. Like, what if the next game came out and it was a different Spider-Man? Is that even worse?
I don't even know.
So is this like a little bit, like, kind of softening the blow? Where they're like,
and that's why I'm saying, like, okay, I guess I'll go back and play it again. Like, that's what I have to do now. And it's like, but then I have to pay for it. That's messed up.
Right.
I've seen a lot of people say, like, oh, it's shut up. Like, why do you care? This doesn't affect gameplay, and me thinking
about gameplay. It's about enjoying a story.
Not what we're talking about. That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Because a couple cutscenes, he's gonna look different. I'm like, that heavily influences the character that you feel like you're controlling and what's going on. Like,
yeah,
embodying. That's huge. And thankfully, I did see other people point that out and show all the emotional scenes and be like, look at what he did here. Like, this is incredible. And we just have to like rip that away.
Right.
I digress.
Well, it's funny. Speaking of recasting.
Yeah.
They are not recasting the character of Electro.
Is that confirmed?
It is confirmed that in the next Spider-Man movie, the sequel to Spider-Man Far From Home, Jamie Foxx will be reprising his role as Electro, which he last portrayed in 2014 for The Amazing Spider-Man 2, the Andrew Garfield series, which just got completely dropped. I really like those movies.
So I liked the first one. I didn't see the second one after I heard a lot of negative feedback that it was stuffed with villains and just not. I heard a lot of kind of stuff, and it made me not like excited to watch it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I would have watched it and enjoyed it. That's usually the case.
So how do we feel about this Spider-Man movieverse now? Because we now, spoiler alert, have J.K. Simmons back as J. Jonah Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Jamie Foxx as Electro. That is all three of our like main Spider-Man movie series that we've had in the last 20 years all together. And seems like they're definitely going to start getting into multiverse stuff with the shows and the Doctor Stranges and all that kind of stuff. Like, are we excited about this? Is it going to be too confusing?
So I was going to say the first way you go about this is, what does it mean for the like a Spider-Verse type of thing? Is this the same J. Jonah Jameson as in the Tobey Maguire universe? Is this the same Electro as in the Amazing Spider-Man universe? Personally, I would rather them just like, those don't exist. Those are separate. This is its own standalone thing. We want the best J. Jonah Jameson. We want the best Electro. We've already had somebody essentially do a 2-hour audition. Let's just lift that character out. It's not a continuation. It's not a sequel. Sure. And maybe do it right. Do it better. It's like, damn, we kind of wasted that really good thing. I feel like that's the same thing with Harley Quinn, where it's like, let's just lift this character out. Just
keep doing Harley Quinn. Yeah.
Because she nailed that. It's part of, it's attached to a trash fire.
Right.
That kind of a thing. I would say that it's never really been done before, so that's why it feels weird.
Yeah. But it depends. I totally get that.
Angle they take. Who knows?
And then we also got Michael Keaton as Vulture in
Morbius.
Yes, he was teased at the end of Venom, I think. Is that what it was?
Morbius.
Oh, he was in the trailer? What am I thinking of?
Well, I don't really know what Morbius is, but that's where...
It is a Spider-Man, like, villain. He's like a vampire.
But is it a... I feel like it's something that came out already. Or maybe it was a trailer for Morbius. And then... Because I remember when this first happened, it was a... And I heard Morbius and everybody was like, oh my god, does this mean multiverse?
Just because of the word Morbius? Like, that led them to think it might be...
Because of the trailer. And Michael Keaton was in it. So it says it's scheduled to be released March 19th, 2021. And it's a film.
It's definitely a movie. It's, what's his face from 21 Seconds to Jupiter or whatever that
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
So, but what's crazy is that this isn't MCU.
Right, it's a Sony movie, I believe.
Yeah. And is it...
So, I think it's going to be in that Venom verse. But we're also getting another Venom movie soon. Oh, Carnage. Carnage. That's the one.
Yeah, there's an MCU character showing up in Morbius. Yeah.
And that's right. And in the Morbius trailer, there's also the Sam Raimi Spider-Man on the wall. It's like, what is going on? Like, there's so much stuff.
There's multiverse stuff that is about to happen. I think 100%.
I'm pretty stoked about it.
I trust that they're going to do it right. And it would like make our hearts all just feel good. That it's not just this like shotgun effect of stuff all over the place. But like everything can have its own kind of like spot.
The messiest part about it is just the Sony Marvel thing.
But
I don't
they work
Sony.
That out.
I trust Marvel.
No,
I hope.
They worked that. I am very confident that whatever deal they made was to make something super epic. To both lift MCU and lift the Venomverse.
I really hope so. Believe, you know, it seems like they have since we got at least like two more Spider-Man movies for Marvel
I think so.
To helm. Like it
And three is next December.
Yeah.
So not long.
It's gonna get crazy. Also, it was confirmed that the title will have the word home in it.
Because it's Homecoming.
Homewrecker.
Homecoming. Far from home.
And then
Home sweet home.
That's why. That's my first guess. Yeah.
What?
Home sweet home.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Like before I said that, you had already.
That was like one of the, because you know there's only so many that can really pop in your head.
No, that's
like,
funny. I was thinking.
That was one.
I mean, it's at the beginning. Far from home, it's at the end. You left. So it needs to be in the middle.
So or
something. Something.
Homeward Bound.
But that's like Homecoming then.
And then you have the animals, and then you have Michael J. Fox reprise his role as Chance, Sally Field as Sassy, and then whoever played Shadow, they can be in the Spider-Man movies.
I've seen all those movies. I don't know any of the actors or any of the names of any of the dogs, and I've seen them multiple times. It's just been about 15 plus years, maybe 20 years.
I love those movies.
They were great. And I didn't know any of those people played characters.
Yeah.
And then
Michael J. Fox.
Wow.
One after I think it was maybe starting to be once he was starting to get the Parkinson's and he went more towards voice acting.
Yeah.
Because he did that and Stuart Little and all that kind of stuff.
He did Stuart Little.
Yep. You don't know voice actors, do you? Oh, I keep forgetting that. Like you don't know.
As a kid.
Right.
You don't know anybody. Is Stuart Little. I just never grew up and then went back and who did the voice? I never did that.
Oh no, I know. But like even since like
I just kind of
you don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because when you're a kid.
I like that. I keep forgetting to like not
tell
you.
The character is a character.
Yeah.
you know, and that even is with like just Disney movies. Like that character is that character, not a character being voiced by a famous person.
Right.
And it was always weird for me to go back and be like, oh, they were very much advertising that these big people are playing these characters. Like the fact of like Woody Allen and Tom Hanks and Tim Allen in Toy Story. Like that's
Woody Allen.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure Robin Williams as the genie was like one of the first like mainstream actors to do a voice acting role.
What,
like
it was that one of the big ones?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. So that's an interesting
and it's like point. It's like movie actors being in TV shows too. Like that used to be kind of like looked down upon. And now that's a more and now well, we have actors in commercials. And it's like, what are you doing? But that's just
the syndication.
Yeah.
I think that they realized how much money they can make off shows that run over and over and over and over. And people are like, yeah, I'll get some of that.
Right.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with Spider-Man. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
God, but the games do feel like the Avengers games now. Like, and it never felt like that. And now it feels a little bit like with the sameness of the likenesses.
Right. You mean the new Avengers game?
Yeah.
Because the characters do look pretty similar.
It was right? Like, oh, that's Robert Downey Jr. And that's Hemsworth.
And yeah.
That's Mark Ruffalo. And that's
Scarlett Johansson. And I think the girl that they just cast for Ms. Marvel looks a lot like... Or not
Comic-Con. Ms. Marvel? Both. Are the same. Yeah.
She looks a lot like the girl from the game, too. Which I think is, you know, I'm sure... That's definitely a marketing thing. Because, like, she's so popular in the game. Let's keep get people hooked on the show too.
Everybody's trying to say like keep it separate though, and like because that's what Spider-Man did and it worked really well and it was really successful. And now they've just been like, and that's why people are wondering: was there more going on here? Where right. Did they tell them no? You have to make him look more like Tom Holland.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And if they did, I'd be even more upset. Right. Like if it's a they didn't have a choice. Which I still don't buy, because
it's so weird for the like look like thing. You know,
everybody it's not else
official. Looks just the make same. Them kind of vaguely look like it.
Everyone else looks
like the is same, that? Though. Yeah, no, I know.
Like all their characters look the same.
They're gonna like redo MJ too, because she looks nothing like Zendaya.
What? No, because they're claiming it has to do with the voice actor.
Right.
Right, and so they've not changed anybody else's face. So
we'll see.
Time will tell. People aren't happy though, and I think that's continuing.
We're gonna get Miles Morales in the MCU and it's gonna be the exact same actor and voice actor. And like, oh, it's just a coincidence. Like what? We forgot. We forgot he was in the game.
We haven't seen or hinted at anything of Miles in the MCU, dude, right?
Miles in the MCU would be awesome.
Well, we've got him. He's kind of rocking Spider-Verse right now. Like that's his. Yeah. That's Miles' thing, true, right? Huh? But they're gonna weave all of these together. We're gonna get live action and animated Spider-Verse mixed.
What if
also.
Like Wanda and like Doctor Strange like somehow like sucked everybody into the Spider-Verse somehow?
I 100% expect that
like partway
movie to incorporate Spider-Verse. The madness of the multiverse or whatever.
Wow.
Which I will say. I'm bummed isn't coming out in October anymore. It's coming out in like March.
Because it's like, I think it's almost labeled as a horror, right?
It's like the scariest MCU movie, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I saw something that Poltergeist was PG when it came out. And it like
I think Jaws was PG.
And it like traumatized a generation of children.
Yeah. They didn't know how to rate things back then.
No, they wanted money.
They didn't have as many ratings back then, just in general.
PG or X?
That might not be wrong. Like, they definitely didn't have PG-13.
Yeah.
And maybe not even R, too. They probably didn't have, like, they have a G? Maybe they had a G. I don't know.
Who even knows?
Let's talk about a TV show.
Ooh.
I had a little bit of homework this week to finish Nathan For You.
Oh, because you hadn't finished
it.
I'm
so sad. That it's only a 4-season show. Like, I would watch so much more.
So.
But also, it felt really nice and wrapped up. Like,
yeah.
It didn't outstay its welcome. So it just, they did
everything. Before we talk about that last episode,
Yeah.
I will say, because as we were watching it, it felt like I want 20 seasons of this show.
Yeah.
However, I would say by the time the fourth season rolled around, I was starting to see through the cracks, starting to see the formula, starting to question it more. So as much as I want more, I don't think there should have been more.
Sure.
It's that both of those things at the same time. And I'm torn. And I think why they wrapped it. Because it was you can only push this so much.
But before people might even start like doubting it, that's real. Let me set up the show real quick. So Nathan Fielder, he's a Canadian business school.
He graduated with really good grades.
Great grades, like straight B pluses. And he came to America and he got this show with Comedy Central where he goes to struggling businesses in LA and pitches ideas to them on how they can grow their popularity, their growth, their business. They're not usually the most standard ideas that you might think of.
On the surface, it's like, oh yeah, that could be a thing. That makes sense.
They all sort of make sense. Like, for example, a struggling souvenir shop on Hollywood Boulevard. He decided to fake a movie shoot outside of it and hire a Johnny Depp impersonator to trick people into thinking that they were shooting a movie there. So in order to generate revenue for the shop, he had people come in as extras and buy things at the store for a scene, but then just didn't refund them. They just bought the stuff. And then it just snowballed from there with awards and film festivals and all sorts
because
of stuff.
Because it was illegal what he did, so he had to make it a legitimate movie. And he got an actual critic to come. Way more work. So he always creates way more work for himself. But it technically kind of works.
The episodes where the whole episode is just one business.
Yeah.
Because there were so many extra layers that he had to work around and it took him so much extra work are my favorite. Like, they were so hilarious.
It's so good. It's such a genius.
It's one of the
idea.
Cringiest shows I've ever seen.
Yep.
Easily.
He's so good at playing that character.
Yeah. He's very awkward and uncomfortable. With random strangers.
He says things like they're normal, and then he just sits with it. And he keeps that straight face to where the other people
are
like...
How are you going to process it?
Okay, yeah, And they kind of like fill it in.
It's amazing too when the people will say things that he doesn't expect. He's like... What?
Yes. You see it crack just a little bit?
Yeah.
When it's something crazy happens, those are the best parts.
I love when he says bye to people and he's like,
bye.
Okay, bye.
And he just leaves.
Or he'll like vaguely kiss someone on the cheek, like
good at being awkward. He spawned another TV show for one of the people he had on his show.
Sure did. The Ghost Realtor.
Did she get a show?
Oh yeah, well, what were you talking about? Or she was trying to get a show. She may not have actually gotten
the
a show.
The private investigator.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he blew up. He got like super famous, apparently. Later, discovering that he did adult magazines,
photo shoots. Yeah,
yeah.
Tried to deny it a little bit.
And he kept
too.
Trying to skirt around.
Yeah.
But I think we should talk about that last episode.
Well, actually, funny enough, that guy popped up in the movie souvenir shop episode.
That was his debut.
Yeah, the Bill Gates impersonator. So the episode is called Finding Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not prepared for this like little mini documentary.
It was incredible. And I think it's we saw real Nathan. Like, he wasn't like playing a character that whole time. Like, he definitely had this idea and he was like, I can make something out of this, but also I want to try to help this guy. And like, I think I can get some good content. And the way
he took the show far enough to where like other characters were introduced.
Yeah.
You know, like he didn't have to be a character himself and he had the production and the budget of the show to be able to do whatever he wanted. He's like, let's make something out of this guy.
Yeah.
This guy is interesting and weird and he has a crazy story. Like, he could take us anywhere.
And I think he was legitimately, he would just come by the office. Like, I think that was like a thing that stuck. I don't think they faked that.
I don't either. Like, he seems like he would just kind of pop in.
Yeah.
So he...
Older guy.
He kept telling Nathan about... Yeah, definitely. Probably, you know, late 70s or 80s. And was telling Nathan about this old love that he had. Her name was Frances, from probably when, you know, he was in his 20s. Back in Arkansas. And he kept bringing her up so often that I think was it Nathan that just pitched the idea of going to find her? So he flew both of them out to Arkansas, and it just becomes this sort of investigation to find out what happened to Frances. Is she still alive? Has she been married? Did she move? Where did she move to? And it's kind of a wild ride. And then there's some other, like, side stories that take place as well.
It made me realize how difficult it can be to actually find somebody, because I assumed it's easy to find somebody in this day and age.
Yeah, especially if you're finding someone who is... in that older generation, who won't be as plugged into social media, you know, like
she was,
but they still did it.
She was on Facebook.
True, very true.
Like that's what's crazy.
Her name, like,
you can't just like people won't give you that information. Like them having to go to the school and like sneak into the library to get that stuff. I was like, oh my god, if they didn't do that, it was over, pretty much.
So, yeah, they kind of do a heist in this high school just to get a yearbook because they're not allowed on campus, obviously, because they're not parents. So they have to, I won't spoil what they do, but they have to come up with a reason to make the school allow them to come inside and explore the whole school, find where they might keep their yearbooks, and then find the yearbook that would have this girl in it. And they pull it off. And there's a lot of things that he does that I'm like, that has to be illegal of some sort,
for sure.
And yeah, I'm sure they took the yearbook back. I don't think they would just hold on to it. But and then I also wonder too, like with stuff like this show, what happens when the people who are on the show see the show and they're like,
they might not watch it, or
they might not,
they get got and they have that moment of I got got. So
it's a really good show. And maybe someday, like, you know, years from now, they may reprise it, you know, not for a long term thing, but like
he's moving on to other stuff. He has an upcoming show he's helping produce on HBO Max. I forget what it is.
Oh, cool.
So because that's what I like. Yeah, he could do more of this, but it's also so the like when it came out. What was like 2014, kind of right?
Prank show mentality. The like,
kind of YouTube-ish, but like,
yeah.
A great idea by him. Like, really.
It seems so hard to pull off.
Genius show idea. Oh, yeah. Really impressive. But it doesn't seem impressive, which is why it's impressive. Kind of a thing. Because to make it feel the way it does takes a lot of work.
He usually will accomplish the task that he sets for himself.
He doesn't give up.
Not that it necessarily helps the business at all.
You mean
but
like,
he'll be like, cool, I did it.
Yeah.
Bye. You can now use this. I've set it up for you.
You're welcome.
Like the chili suit. He's like, there you go. It's proven. Go for it.
I was going to say the poo flavored yogurt. Where it's like, yeah, you did it.
That was awful.
Should we have?
But dude, also the number of times that like what he does actually generated a lot of news coverage.
Oh, but
holy
crap. He's a viral genius.
Yeah.
Fake. What was it? Is it fake Starbucks?
Stupid Starbucks or something? Idiot Starbucks?
Dumb Starbucks.
Dumb Starbucks.
Is it dumb Starbucks?
Yeah.
I think it was dumb Starbucks.
I think it's dumb Starbucks.
And then the band.
Yeah, he had to make it into a satire.
Yeah, he made it a satire. And when I saw people lining up around the block and it's on the news and whatnot, he's going on late shows to
it's
help promote
open
this
another
stuff.
Chain.
It's... I love this guy. I was all in. I was very skeptical at first. I highly recommend this show.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see what else he does too, because I think he kind of has a golden touch to whatever kind of reality sort of show.
I vibe
like
with
satirical
his
or energy. Mockumentary sort of. Oh man, should do something like that. Some kind of mockumentary. That'd be fun.
I would be super. That's why I want to double check with this new show he's working on.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling it'll be good.
What else do you have?
So I sent you a link.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen this.
Should I click on it? It's going to give it away.
Given how much we've talked about this before this came out, it's a weird alternate timeline reality, and I'm happy we get to at least see it.
We were not stealing for ourselves.
For the people who are listening, we're watching a deep fake of Harrison Ford's face on Alden Ehrenreich's Crimson face Dawn? In Solo. It makes me happier seeing like a recognizable face in that Han Solo situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know it's something like we'll never really get to see.
Oh, 100% we're going to get to see it.
How so?
Give it a few more years in our lifetime, as long as we, you know, are still
But like
around.
Officially, like people can do this, but like I want to see.
But it's going to be, I believe, in our lifetime, we will get a fully deepfaked copy of Solo with Harrison Ford's face over Alden. And is it Ehrenreich? Is that how you say his last name?
I don't know. I think so.
I've never known.
Alden. Aaron, I think so. I believe so.
Okay, perfect. So, I'll take a downloaded off the internet version of it, where you replace his face over the whole movie. You know, and the only reason I think it can work is because his performance was good. And you're matching it to his facial expressions and movements.
So you already have a good canvas.
And I think that's where I want to give him credit. Like seeing it next to each other, like he embodied the spirit of, and that was what I didn't think would happen. But it was always like, it's not going to look like him. It's not going to sound like him. I think I saw somebody mentioning audio deepfake is also coming. Like that's also possible. So we could potentially take Harrison's voice too and put it over the lines and everything and get Harrison Ford officially in this movie.
Wonder which one I would want. Do I want to see Harrison more or hear Harrison more?
It would need to be both together. I think if you do one, if you do half of it, either half, it looks weird. And it's
I want to watch all four.
All four versions? Original, all over, just face, just audio? Hey man, one day, don't count it
out. Here's the only thing, I'm with you. I will only accept it if they also deepfake a younger Chewbacca onto Chewbacca, because we got to get the same old Chewbacca back.
Just doesn't look just doesn't look the same.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
Is there anybody else in this movie? I don't think so, right?
I was gonna say Darth Maul.
But that was him. They got Ray Park, so we're good there. But yeah, I'm down. Oh, I guess they could do Billy Dee better than that.
Sure. Yeah.
That would be pretty.
Why does he have so many capes?
Oh,
I really love that movie.
I do too. And I hope we get
Screw
more.
Screw you if you don't.
Hot take right there.
But also, that's fine.
But also, you're wrong.
I just wanted to bring up one headline that I just saw.
Just saw?
Yeah, actor Rick Moranis in hospital following sucker punch in New York City.
He got attacked.
What?
Yeah, I saw. I think Greg tweeted that, and like he was just like, "Fuck you, 2020."
That's brutal, man.
Yeah.
Also, I want Rick Moranis back.
He's literally was coming back, or is back. He left the industry to take care of his family. He was like making a comeback. I think talked about Spaceballs too.
He will be returning the role of Wayne Szalinski in the upcoming Disney Legacy Quill. What does that mean? What's a Legacy Quill? Shrunk. So
yes!
Another Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie.
I think I had heard about that. I knew he was doing something. He was reprising stuff. Either people are asking for Spaceballs 2 or they've already hinted at maybe.
Interesting.
I feel like it's just cool people too. Asking.
Yeah. I don't know if Mel Brooks does or has done any sequels.
I mean, they wouldn't have to get everybody, but as long as you could get a few people, that would be great.
John Candy's dead.
Huh?
John Candy's dead. That sucks. Because he played Barf? Was that his name? The Chewbacca character?
The Chewbacca character? Oh. Did he die like right after the movie came out?
Yeah, he died a long time ago. Which sucks. We could have gotten
7 years later.
A lot more John Candy.
Wow.
That was a bummer. But I hope Rick Moranis is okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was.
I did so.
when I just read Sucker Punch, I envisioned just someone walking down the street and just like punching him in the stomach and then kept going, which in my mind looked hilarious.
Yeah.
But seems like it might have been worse.
No, it's pretty bad, yeah.
Especially if he's in the hospital. Like, yeah that's
it's
brutal.
Not good. He was just walking down the street and got completely attacked.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
Well, all right then. Is there any other like lighter things? I didn't think it was going to be that dark. Any other lighter
topics?
Just to end on, so it's not that.
Oh, there was one more Netflix show that I was going to recommend that I watched. It's not a fun thing, but it's called Explained. And it's produced by Vox.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Vox Explained. And they actually have a couple on there now, but I finished the first season and it goes over a bunch of different topics from like politics and like the income gap and the wealth gap and the like women's pay gap. But then it also talks about like the water crisis. I think there's one about music. Just talks about like what is music and how does that like each episode is about a topic.
Is it like Patriot Act-y in the way it just sort of like breaks down stuff that you wouldn't have necessarily known about yourself?
So Vox is a YouTube channel that I
they have
a lot of good content on there and they use animations and different stuff to like to break things down and make it like pretty easy to understand. And it's narration with interviews, right? So it's not like a host talking about stuff like Patriot Act, but it's a similar thing. And I highly recommend it, but I think my favorite part of it is the friggin' theme song. Every time the theme song comes out, and you only hear it twice, you get like the little intro, then the theme song, then the whole episode, and then during the credits, they like play the song again. And it took me a few episodes, and then every time that song came on, I'm like, this is a banger.
They have one on Pirates?
Do they?
Yeah.
So that's probably season 2.
That sounds cool.
So I haven't even touched season 2, but
Tattoo?
Just, like, yeah, Tattoo was one, and it went into like the history of tattoos, and like, it's really, really cool.
Esports? Oh, cool. Yeah, I might check this out. There's one just called Exclamation Point.
Does it talk about the exclamation point? Probably the history of that.
The overuse of exclamation points. Yeah.
So stuff like that. I would start with season 1. Like start at the beginning.
Short too.
They're all really good. Yeah, they're anywhere from 14 to 21 minutes.
Cool.
Depending on the topic, and it's like I'd go back and watch them again. I would say the water one might be my favorite. Just because it was like I studied some environmental stuff and I'm naturally interested in that, and even that I wasn't fully aware of like our water situation. I knew it was bad. Yeah. I knew like everybody basically water will be the oil of the 21st century.
Mad Maxian.
Yeah. So hopefully we can beat that with technology, and that's already starting to show up, but it's like, it's why your grass maybe doesn't need to be watered every day and perfectly
super green,
cut. Yeah. Just not that important.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Indeed.
They also have Sex Explained, but I have not watched that.
Is that the female orgasm one, or is that another episode entirely?
It's a whole series.
Oh.
So if that's an episode, it's not that. There's a whole series.
Gotcha.
I haven't even looked at the episodes. I don't know what that is. But if it's the same production quality, then, like, got my attention.
Nice. All right. Well, anything else?
Not really. I think we managed to talk for, like, an hour with nothing.
We did.
No wonder it takes 3 hours when we have stuff.
That does make a lot of
apologies.
Sense. Well, I'm sorry this one's shorter. We're usually apologizing for something. I'm sorry this one's shorter.
Yeah.
I'm also sorry I kept you waiting, Ethan, before this. I want to put it on record that I was a jerk before, and I feel bad about it.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
good. That's right. Downvote him. Upvote me. It's not a thing you can do.
But upvote him twice so that it ends up being a net positive
there
for
we go.
Us. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We do the podcast here. We also just started our Arnold Schwarzenegger in review series. We're going to do two movies of his every single week for the next 20 weeks and pick a winner. And then we're going to like kind of bracketize the rest and pick our favorites.
Should we mention what we watched? For that.
We watched Hercules in New York and Stay Hungry. And this upcoming week is going to be the documentary Pumping Iron and a movie called The Villain. Pumping Iron. No, sorry. The Villain, by the way, is on YouTube. All of it. The whole thing.
Oh, nice.
So just watch that.
Perfect.
And Pumping Iron, I'm going to get on Vudu and then we can finagle something there.
We can watch it.
Something like that. So check that out. We also do live reactions like we did this morning to the Minecraft live event. You can find those on Twitch or Hugh Brobel's Twitch channel or here on the YouTube channel. We're trying to be all over the place at the moment. So please stay tuned. Please subscribe. Please support us on Patreon if you like our content. But I've got nothing else. My name is Jordan.
And my name is Ethan. We are the Huber Rebels.
Till next time.
Welcome to the Rebellion.